At the western end of North Carolina, Cherokee County saw one of the state's first confirmed cases of COVID-19. BPR looks at how authorities responded to the case. When the first diagnosis of COVID-19 in Cherokee County was announced, only a few facts were shared. It was a woman visiting from New York. She didn't have any symptoms until after she came to North Carolina, and she had been to a contra dance at the John C. Campbell Folk School in Brasstown.
I mean, I think that's been the biggest challenge to all this is the unknown.
That's Jerry Jackson, the folk school's director. It's the oldest folk school in the country and has almost 6,000 visitors per year. He explains that the contra dances are important events that are held once a month.
One of the largest ways that we engage community or community comes into the folk school.
Jackson says within hours of the confirmation that the woman at the dance had COVID-19, his staff was on the phone with attendees of the dance and people they had been in contact with, about 90 total. Jackson helped make up a list to share with the health department. That's when a local doctor stepped in.
From my perspective, we have not seen the surge in cases.
Dr. Brian Mitchell has worked in Murphy and lived in Brasstown for about 45 years. He's also on a committee for the Dogwood Health Trust, the foundation created when Mission Health was sold to for-profit HCA.
That's when the Dogwood Health Trust saw the opportunity to slow the spread of the virus.
Dogwood worked with Cherokee and Clay County Health Departments to order private tests from an accredited company in Atlanta. They won't confirm which company. Mitchell says the ability to do widespread testing was a game changer.
In particular, they thought, and I agreed with them, that asymptomatic subjects should be tested because we knew that many patients with the virus who were contagious were asymptomatic.
Jackson says soon after, about 75 people were tested at the Folk School's Festival Barn.
Festival Barn's usually a place of celebration and, you know, it is a place for music and dance, things that are certainly on the opposite end of the spectrum from having a medical test.
Test results came back about a week later. Stephanie Johnson is the director of Clay County Health Department. She says Cherokee, Clay, and Graham counties are all linked by people who live and work across county lines. However, Cherokee, which is more than double the size of the other two counties, has also seen this influx in cases because of attractions like Harrah's Cherokee Valley Casino and the Folk School. Both bring in visitors from near and far.
When you present more opportunities, the likelihood of disease spread happens more often. And that's really why the whole stay-at-home order is key when looking at flattening the curve.
On Friday, Dogwood Health Trust sent out a press release confirming their involvement in the process for the first time. It explains that about 9 local counties, including the Qualla boundary, have gotten test kits from Dogwood for contact tracing. Johnson says that health departments do contact tracing year-round for communicable diseases like hepatitis.
We look at whatever disease it is, and then we ask questions that are appropriate to have a clear definition of who would qualify as someone we would need to follow up with and who would not.
Dr. Mitchell says that the ability to secure these testing supplies quickly and test people who were in contact at the dance and afterward stopped the spread of the virus.
Time will tell, but my early impressions are that we may very well have been successful.
The local health department announced that last week 6 people in Cherokee County have recovered from COVID-19 and have been released from isolation. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.